SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Structural engineers around the world are waiting to discover the results of an investigation into how a boat collided with a suspended bridge, which crumbled and collapsed within minutes. The container ship rammed into a major bridge in Baltimore, causing it to snap and plunge into the river below. So what caused the bridge to collapse so suddenly? David Knight is a structural and civil engineer who designs bridges, as well as being a specialist advisor to the UK's Institution of Civil Engineers.
So this bridge is a steel truss bridge that spans over three spans, so two piers and then supported at either end. And because it is a continuous structure, i.e. there is no structural break at the piers, all of those spans work together to share loads in its normal operation. And much like a stack of books, if you take one of those supports out, unfortunately, that will pull all three spans over. So the continuity of the structure gives us huge benefits from an efficiency point of view, using less material, making it easier to build. But it means there's a slight lack of robustness when these kind of extreme events do happen.
Is this design of bridge common?
Yes, there are many bridges like this, especially around the coasts of the United States, where the road network, the interstate network, is often crossing shipping lanes. And this form of bridge was a relatively common structural form in the 1970s. I would say that it's a structure that is generally very resilient, and it is generally very safe as a structure. But bridge engineers are very good at learning lessons when these incidents do happen. So we will communicate and learn from this incident. And I'm sure bridge owners around the world will be looking very closely at their stock and working out what measures they currently have in place, and risk assessing and seeing whether they need to make any changes in light of what we've just seen.
So would you take into account the possibility of a collision from a ship when a bridge is at the design stage?
We would be very carefully thinking about how those ship movements occur. You know, what is the natural path through the waterway for those ships, making sure that our main span, the bridge, the span that they will go through, is located in the right place, so you're not trying to navigate and do tight turns to get through the bridge. That's the first consideration. And then once you've done that, you would start thinking about, well, what are the vulnerable parts of the structure adjacent to that canal? And then in this case, it's the piers. It may be lower lying parts of the main structure. That is also often a consideration if you're impacted by high parts of a vessel that is slightly taller than the available space. And to protect those vulnerable parts, we will often put sacrificial elements in the water, build other structures around the piers. And those, as I said, might be concrete-filled dolphins that absorb energy and absorb impact and prevent the ship going any further. Or they might be hydraulic buffers, or they might be various other mechanisms that we would design in.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.